Part 1. A Map of the Good Girl World. Chapter 1. The Myth of Girls' Emotional Intelligence. We have long assumed that just because girls have lots of emotions, they must be good at managing them. Of course, girls are deeply feeling creatures, the undisputed champions of, "I love you, you're my best friend, can you keep a secret? Let me get you a tissue." They lavish their relationships with an intensity of feeling that ranges from passion to desperation to rage. We believe girls to be emotional experts, yet as I will show you in this chapter, girls' emotional intelligence, in particular their ability to identify, express, and accept a complete range of feelings, is severely curtailed by the curse of the good girl. If we allow myths about their emotional aptitudes to influence parenting and teaching, we overlook a gaping hole in girls' development. During my summers at the Girls Leadership Institute, I live in close quarters with adolescent girls. I am an intimate witness to their conflicts, especially their decisions and thinking about relationships. I have found many girls to be emotionally illiterate at crucial moments of their lives, unable to identify what they are feeling, much less say it. Because they lack the skills for self-awareness and expression, their ability to state their needs and manage relationships is severely compromised. The curse of the good girl restricts girls' emotional intelligence. When girls are raised to be people pleasers, they learn early on that certain feelings are more acceptable than others, just as parents distinguish between girl and boy infants by dressing them in pink and blue. They also employ different display rules that define for girls which emotions are appropriate. For instance, while parents typically train boys to retaliate in response to anger, girls are advised to moderate anger and prioritize making peace. When emotions are ranked and valued, girls begin to question or even fear their most challenging feelings, often with destructive results to themselves and their relationships. They can dissociate from their inner emotional universe, avoiding